Welcome back to Super Rankings, where you can come for Superman,
but stay for Batman.
Stay for fucking Batman, because he's back. Oh, it's been another like 3 weeks since we recorded.
Three or two?
Two or three, something like
okay.
that.
Yeah.
Kenny's beat, I'm beat. We've both been working hard.
Yes. It's been busy at the pool, and you've been telling me you've been working 60-plus hours, so...
Yep, some portion of which is running after-school programs for a bunch of kids, and oh my God, them kids wear me out.
Yes. And speaking of kids... Edda is now potty-trained. Hallelujah!
Oh, nice.
Yes. So we've got one down, one more to go, and we're out of diapers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, man. That's been tooth and nail trying to get that to happen. But, oh, man. And it's funny because, like, when people at work, they're like, hey, Kenny, what's new with you? And I tell them, Edda's out of diapers. She's potty trained. Everybody's like, oh, who cares? Like,
well, of course you don't care. You're not the one changing the diapers,
yeah,
you little asshole.
But for me, it's like... These are the exciting moments when you get older.
Well, I've got no kids of my own, but I've got a bunch of little rentals running around. I get to give them back, you know, when I'm done with them, between my nieces and nephews. And, speaking of which, I got my oldest niece and my oldest nephew into my ice bath. Yeah.
Were they bad?
No, because they're all into like all kinds of sports. They're both 16 now.
Okay.
Yeah, and so yeah, they're in high school and they're in a bunch of sports and they're always complaining that they're sore. And I keep saying that ice bath is right there. And finally, they took me up on it.
Oh,
it was, and they stayed in for 2 minutes is like the point of diminishing returns. Like it's kind of what you want to do, and yeah, you can stay in longer, but you know you've pretty much gotten what you're gonna get out of it at 2 minutes. And they made it to 2 minutes, and they got out and said, wow, that was really hard. That hurt. That feels real bad. I'm like, yeah, it does. By the way, I just switched out the water. So that water is like 55 degrees, maybe. Usually it's like 35. Ugh. So, but it hadn't cooled all the way down yet. Yeah. So you're playing on easy mode, suckers. Try it again in a couple of days.
I can't do that.
Oh, it's good for you. Probably.
Probably.
Probably. There's
well,
not
that's
actually...
what the athletes do.
Yeah.
Not an athlete.
That's the thing. There's not actually that much good science on it. People ask me, like, does it really, does it help? Is it good for you health-wise? And I have to tell them, I don't actually know, because you can't get a representative sample of humans that are willing to get into an ice bath. Anybody who does it is probably like a hardcore athlete. So, yeah, of course they're in great shape. That's a freaking Olympian athlete right there. But it hasn't killed me yet, and Lord knows I'm not an Olympian.
I'll watch you from afar. I'm not doing it. No tanks.
It's
no
right,
tanks.
It's right out there.
No.
I'm sure I can hunt you up a spare suit. After the show. But we're not here to talk about ice baths. We're here to talk about Superman and Batman again.
This is going to be a big one.
It is a three-part episode, one full hour and change of Batman-y, Superman-y goodness.
It was so big that it was sold individually on VHS tapes, which I had. I bought this sucker back in the 90s, so yeah, this is like your own little mini movie.
Yeah, we open up and immediately like, oh man, something's different. What's that red sky at night and it's raining and it's dark? This is not how Metropolis looks. Oh snap, we're back in Gotham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got Harley and the Joker knocking over an antique store.
They give him a little joke in a box, and it gives him gas that makes him laugh and incapacitates him. But they're not here for everything. They're here for one thing in particular. It's a very well-done sculpted dragon.
Yep.
Supposedly out of jade. It's green.
Yep.
Spoilers, it's not jade.
No, it's not. As we find when Batman comes to the scene of the crime a little later on with Gordon and Bullock in tow, Batman takes a little chunk of the statue that was left behind and analyzes it Turns out, this is not that old. Not really an antique. I'm not sure what it's doing in this antique shop.
Yeah.
It was carved 30 years ago. Ooh, did we just learn Superman's age? Because the kryptonite came to Earth with Superman.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the previous owners of this particular dragon piece have all died.
Yeah.
Mysteriously.
Prematurely. And it turns out that's because this dragon's radioactive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, there was a comic storyline for a while where Luthor accidentally gave himself cancer because he kept kryptonite on him at all times just in case.
Huh.
And it turns out that what it does to Superman fast, it does to humans just real slow.
Okay.
But because he had a chunk of kryptonite in his pocket for like 10 years straight,
he gave
himself a good dose of the cancer.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oopsie doodle.
But yeah, apparently that's how it works in animated continuity too. But that's kryptonite there. But no sooner do we learn this than we cut over to Lois Lane. She's chilling on Air Force One.
And the camera pans up and she's got legs that go all the way up as she's sitting writing her story.
Who slams, who jams, who tells your story?
Yep.
Whatever story that is about the president. And the whole time I was just like, ooh. The animators really want us to know Lois Lane's attractive.
Just in case we hadn't learned already, you know what? The soundtrack leaned real heavily on the saxophone here, too.
Yeah, it's, but anyway, yes, she's on the plane, and all of a sudden, it's hijacked.
Yeah, hijacked by generic 90s-style terrorists.
This is, I mean, the movie Air Force One.
Yep.
Which is a good movie.
What is their cause? What are they after? We don't know.
But, Lois stands up to them. They punch her down into her seat and they buckle her in. They're like, we're going to make an example out of you.
Yeah.
Why, yada.
And then one of them says, wait a minute. Aren't you Lois Lane? Aren't you the lady that Superman always saves?
And say no more. Here comes Superman to save the day.
Something tells me that Superman would have saved the goddamn president of the United States even if Lois Lane wasn't on the plane. But, you know.
Yeah. He does something that I don't know if you were... He rips the door off the airplane.
Yep. Well, first he pushes on the underside
of the wing
and makes the plane do a fucking barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll!
Which, luckily, Lois Lane was strapped in because of the terrorist guy.
Yeah, thankfully, all of the law-abiding citizens had their safety belts on.
Yeah.
Only the terrorists were out loose in the cabin.
And then,
if there'd been a stewardess doing drink service at that time, sorry, lady.
Yeah. He rips the door off, which would have... Well, it did.
Decompresses the cabin.
And he flies in and punches one of the guys, and then we cut immediately to, everyone's happy and safe on the ground.
So we're all assuming, because that terrorist was busily getting blown out of the aircraft at full speed when Superman clocks and punches him in the opposite direction. We're all agreed he's dead, right? Superman just committed murder on screen.
Dude, yeah, that's a pretty...
you don't survive that.
I don't know much about planes, but I know you rip the door off, everybody's going to die. So,
yeah.
But hey, it's a cartoon. It's fun. It's Superman. It's fun.
Yep. So, we're on the ground. Lois is taking statements, and she's, hey, Superman, remember when we were going to get real datey? Whatever happened to that? You want to go on dates with Lois?
And he's like, well, yeah. And then boom.
Oh, bank robbery. Oh, I got to go get the bank robbery.
So
sorry.
Flies off, and Lois Lane is wah, 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 all sad.
Yep. It's a sad day for Lois. She has, for some reason, interpreted this as rejection and not, hey, I'll be right back as soon as I'm done foiling this bank robbery.
That's kind of what I do.
Yeah.
I save people.
You know, I think if you were dating a firefighter and a fire happened, you'd be... This is not an issue that's exclusive to Superman, Lois. Nope. It's just something you got to learn to live with.
Yep.
But she's not happy with the whole situation.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, we've got... We're jumping all around in this episode because we've got Harley Quinn sneaking up on one Mercy Graves.
Yeah, she has a gun that like...
It's a boxing glove
gun. Yeah, push the button, socks her right in the face, knocks out Mercy. Lex Luthor, he wants to go somewhere.
Yep.
And he calls for his limo and, sure thing, Mr. L. And...
Wait, Mr. L? Mercy, what are you? You're not Mercy.
You're Harley Quinn.
Oh!
And she takes him for a little joyride. There's cars that smash into other cars because she drives crazy.
Yep. Picks up the Joker, who's hitchhiking by showing a little pasty white leg,
yeah,
which is a nice little goof there.
And Joker gets in, and Lex is like, oh, of course. What do you want? I'm Lex Luthor.
Yeah, I'm far too important for your shenanigans.
Go fuck yourself. The Joker, once again, voiced by Mark Hamill. He's yep. back. We get ourselves our little storyline. He yep. says he's willing to kill Superman for $1 billion.
Yep, and Lex just busts out laughing at this. But Joker opens up the case with this solid kryptonite dragon statue and says, I think with 20 pounds of kryptonite, maybe I could do it. And Luthor says, I have access to kryptonite. I've clearly been established with my kryptonite mining operation in earlier episodes. You have nothing to offer me. Get out of my series.
No! He says, I can't be pinned to this or I can't be attached to this.
Yep.
But, yeah, we got a deal.
Yep. So, I'm also noticing here, did nobody, because this statue's been around for 30 years, has nobody up until now noticed that it glows in the dark? Because for the rest of this episode, it is glowing every time we see it.
Yeah.
nobody said, wow, that's weird, this jade statue is bioluminescent.
Yeah.
But meanwhile...
Yeah, moving on.
Moving on.
Batman, as I recall.
Yep.
Now, you've got your notes out.
I've got my notes.
And I watched it yesterday, so I might yeah. be a little...
It's a lot to keep track. It is a three-parter. And,
yeah.
You know, I often complain that a lot of these two- and three-parters feel a little stretched.
Yeah.
This one is packed. Every
yes.
part is packed with
yeah.
plot. This is where... Batman has decided to make an excuse for Bruce Wayne to take a trip to Metropolis, and... Who is there to meet him at the airport than a bevy of reporters, including Clark Kent and Lois Lane?
Lois Lane's like, yeah, I hear bad things about Bruce Wayne. I hear he's kind of a jerk and this and that. And wow, he's handsome.
Sploosh!
She has been right from the beginning, and Bruce Wayne comes up to her and says, hi, you're Lois Lane.
Yeah.
Want to hang out sometime? And of course she's like,
Clark Kent says, wow, if I ever need to fight Livewire again, I'll just get Lois to stand above her. We'll show our picture of Bruce Wayne. Freaking Niagara Falls over
that's
here.
That's an adult joke for us adults. Yeah, she's quite smitten with Bruce Wayne, and they agree to go to dinner. And of course, Clark Kent's a little... Like, hey.
I wanted to date that woman.
Shoot.
Nuts.
Ah, well.
Yep. Meanwhile, we get a little backstory on what brings Bruce into town. Bruce Wayne and Lex Luthor have a bit of a partnership going on. They're developing spider robots for unmanned space exploration and also maybe, you know, weapons purposes.
It starts with space exploration, and as Lex Luthor is talking to Bruce, he's like, hey, by the way, with a little imagination, we could put a gun on that.
Yeah.
And Bruce is like, I don't like guns. Nope.
Yep. Which, well, that deal fell through, and obviously this will never come up again in the third act.
Yep.
These spidery murder bots with laser guns on them.
Yep.
So I'm checking my notes. I'm thinking what else happened in this first part. So this is Joker. There's a little scene with Joker taking over some gangsters so that he has his Joker mooks.
Yeah, and he's got a place to stay.
Yep. Takes over from... From a gangster named Caesar Carlini.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty good gangster name.
He does the old gas in the face that makes him laugh routine.
Yep. Obviously clues in anybody who cares, such as, say, Turpin and Superman. Yeah, that's Joker gas.
Yep.
I think we know who's in town.
Joker, yep.
But this is also in this first part when we get our first meeting between Batman and Superman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Batman's interrogating one of the crime guys, and they're in a dance club, might I add.
Yep.
Lots of attractive ladies in this one. And as Batman's beating the crap out of everybody, Superman shows up and says, I think that's enough. You got the information.
And Batman judo flips him.
Yep. Batman takes on Superman.
Yeah, because of course, I mean, it's a crossover between two superheroes. The first thing that always has to happen is they have to fight.
And Superman is like, whoa, okay, all right.
Yeah, you caught me by surprise, but you know, this time, and that's when Batman whips out his fragment of kryptonite.
And he says, this doesn't take much, does it?
Yeah.
Just so you know, the Joker's got like 20 pounds of this. So be ready. Be prepared.
Yep. But of course, Superman with his X-ray vision, he knows exactly who he's dealing with. That's that guy who tried to steal my girl.
Yeah, he peeked. Yep. That's what Bruce says.
But Clark, or Superman, flies off home to Clark's apartment, takes off his cape, and he's getting changed into his Clarky PJs, mm-hmm. and he's talking on the phone to Lois, who... I love the fact that Lois, she's calling in, just letting him know, I'm going to be late tomorrow, having breakfast with Bruce.
Yeah.
You jealous, Clark?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I could have called in to the office and, you know, just left a message for you. I could have told this to Perry White.
Right.
But I'm telling you, Clark Kent, just to see you... how you react to this news that I'm having breakfast.
And of course, he's
Bruce.
Pretty jealous about it, but he notices a little tracking bat symbol device on his cape.
Yep.
Batman did the old tracking device routine.
Yep. And Clark looks out the window and he sees a pointy-eared silhouette looking through some binoculars. And Batman just gives him a little wave like, hey, fucker.
Yeah.
I know your secret too. Okay, I'm out. Thus ends part one.
Yep. And then we go to, let's see here, part two. As I recall, it starts off with,
starts off at the Daily Planet offices. We get some fun Bruce Clark. Bruce is picking up Lois for another date, and we get some repartee. Hey, I know who you are, fucker. Yeah, yeah, I know who you are, too, fucker. Yeah, but I'm fucking your girl, fucker. Oh, you got me this time, fucker.
Why, yeah.
But meanwhile, we do cut to a little Bruce and Lois date, and you can tell Bruce is really trying to get some intel here. You get the distinct impression that his asking Lois out, at least initially, was, well, let's, who would know about Superman? I need to get the intel on this guy. But Lois isn't into it. She's like, nah, I talk about him all day. Let's dance.
And they dance.
They dance, and it's a lovely evening, and everyone goes home happy, and no, the Joker's here.
Yes, the Joker shows up, shoots a gun at the the floor area where Bruce Wayne falls off.
Yep, we get a big aerial chase. Lois is kidnapped. The Joker and his mooks are shooting at Bruce, who can't exactly just bat grapple away in his very natty tux.
Yeah.
but winds up making his escape, and the Joker takes off on his Joker blimp that he has there, because of course, why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny, because earlier in the episode they said he was broke.
Yeah, that's why he needs Lex's $1 billion.
He's still got some money.
Well, you know, he looked between the couch cushions and found some fucking blimp money.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe, you know what? I bet he bought it secondhand from Scarecrow.
I want to get some blimp money. Maybe with my tax return, I'll have enough for some blimp money.
I'm just saying, you know, the traffic to work is horrible, and... blimps, you know, they move slowly, but you always know there's never any traffic up there.
Yeah, there's only one highway here in Tucson, so
yeah,
blimp's the way to go.
He's
worked for the Ninja Turtles.
It's true. They also had that van.
That's
I never
true.
Understood why they needed both.
Yeah, blimps are cool.
Blimps are pretty cool. So, yep, we get a big, silly Batman versus mobster fight. So Joker, using his one and only superpower of being able to hack into any communications or television device anywhere ever, puts in a call to Turpin and says, "Hey, here's where I've got Lois. Come on, Superman. Let's go." It's kind of clever, actually, because he hides the map in like a brilliant flashing strobe light.
Yeah.
So that the cops can't see it. Only Superman with his super eyes can see it.
Yes.
Yep.
And Superman, he does something pretty smart. Puts on his radiation suit.
Yep.
He came prepared. He had that rubber on and ready to go.
Yeah, he's down to clown. He's in it for love, and he puts on his gloves.
That's right. Yeah. Shows up, and of course the Joker's like, "Oh, you put on your Sunday best."
Oh, and he Joker pulls out the kryptonite, no effect. No, this was supposed to work. Oh, I'm Joker, I'm sad. Just kidding. Acid flower to the face.
I laughed at that. I don't remember that scene. But it's Mark Hamill doing what he does best, and I just love his I don't know how to describe it. He's very operatic. Yes. And he goes, what am I forgetting? Oh, yes, the acid. And pours acid on Superman, which destroys his radiation suit, which leaves him vulnerable to the kryptonite.
Yep. So Superman is weakened, but of course Batman busts in, saves the day.
Which Joker was like, shit, I didn't know Batman was in town.
Yeah, I thought I left you. I thought, don't you have like one of those ankle monitors? You're just not allowed to leave Gotham? What's going on here?
He genuinely thought he was only going to be taking on one superhero.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
I guess Ra's al Ghul never clued the Joker in. You know, sometimes Batman just goes fully Indiana Jones. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, dude. He goes to Japan. He's all over the place.
Yeah, he likes to travel.
He has an airplane, dude.
Yeah.
It's not like he has to catch the bus to Metropolis.
And, well, the Joker escapes. But everything is, like, locked up. Luckily, Batman pours acid onto the kryptonite.
Which apparently makes kryptonite not radioactive anymore. I didn't know that acid could do that, but sure, I'll buy it.
Why not? But it's enough for Superman to feel less weak. He's still pretty weak, but he's able to get Batman and Lois Lane out of there. Is there an explosion?
There is a big explosion.
Okay,
yeah,
take a shot.
Yep, enjoy yourself. There's an even bigger one coming up in part three.
Yeah.
But this one's pretty good.
Yeah. And, of course, you get to Superman and Batman kind of like, oh, you saved my life. Thanks. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. They're kind of comparing notes. As the episode goes on, Clark at one point, he's at some LexCorp press conference, and he overhears Lex muttering to Mercy, why did I trust that clown? He blew up my factory, which is where Lois was being held.
Yeah. And all the news reporters are like, what was Joker doing at your LexCorp factory? And Lex Luthor's like, first of all, it's not nuclear. Everything's okay. No radiation. Signal. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's a crazy clown. Smart man, good guy Lex Luthor, look like the kind of guy who would hang out with a crazy clown? No, because it's a very contrived team-up for the purposes of this crossover. It, by all accounts, it makes no sense.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have something to do. And, of course, you know, Mercy, I got to... What was I thinking, pairing up with the clown?
Yep. Clark overhears it and shares his suspicions with Bruce and with Lois. But meanwhile, we're getting some more plotting happening here, because at the same time, we've got an SOS coming from a cruise ship about 200 miles offshore, right as Bruce Wayne sees the Joker blimp saying, hey, come have some laughs at Hobbs Bay.
Yep.
Yep. And fortunately for Joker's evil plan, Superman goes to the distraction and Batman comes to the actual trap. If it had been the other way around, Joker would have been boned.
Yes.
Yes.
The ship, there's an explosion, so Superman has to save the ship, which he does.
Yep.
Puts a lifeboat in there and uses laser eyes to kind of make a, like a patch.
Yep, but meanwhile, Batman is getting menaced by horrible spider bots.
That's right, they're back.
Yep.
And they got machine guns.
And there's your cliffhanger. Thus ends part two. On to part three.
Yes.
Yes.
He's fine. He stopped him.
It's okay. We needed a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
That's how these things work.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, Lois is working late at the office, says hi to the janitor. Hey... Yeah, you know, working late, yeah. And then Batman busts in. He's been in the middle of this running fight with the spider bot. And he says to Lois, let me guess, you're the only one here? And she says, uh-huh. And I'm sitting here like, you just said hi to the janitor. What happened to the janitor? Nobody cares about the fucking janitor. He could get murdered by spider bots.
So they
no
go.
No one would know.
They go on up the stairs and down the stairs, and there's lots of stairs.
Yep.
And they wind up in the printing press area. We're in the spider bots in hot pursuit.
Yep.
Batman is able to kind of put the arm into one of those...
the printing machine, the printing press. Yeah, manages to, like, judo pin the Spider-Bot into the printing press where it gets all banged up.
Kind of like steamroller the robot Spider-Bot. But it gets his cape, and the cape comes off with his cowl, and Lois Lane's like, oh, my God.
Oh, I didn't want the Batman. I wanted the Bruce Wayne.
The robot's destroyed, but now Bruce has to answer to Lois Lane.
Yep.
And she says, when were you going to tell me? At our honeymoon? Kind of getting a little ahead of yourself there, sweetheart, but okay.
Yeah, well, earlier on in part two, we forgot about that. Lois was talking about transferring to the Gotham office of the Daily Planet.
I don't think Bruce was really into
that. I don't think she's... Clark was asking her about it, and she says, yeah, you know, it's not really an official thing, but just between you and me, I'm going to marry that man.
She's not Selina Kyle.
Yeah, that's...
Or Talia, maybe, but Selina Kyle's the one that always got Batman's...
Yeah.
You know.
He was always bending rules for her. And
he likes them blondes.
Yeah. Now, for you children in the audience... Catwoman used to be blonde in the 90s
because
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yep.
And that's the entire reason.
That's the story. now we're getting to the end here. Lex Luthor is really mad at the Joker.
Yep.
And he's like, you got one more chance. One more.
Yep. And the Joker says, well, in that case, maybe I'll just kidnap you and steal all your spider bots and this great big flying wing you apparently have.
Yeah, it's cool. It's shaped like a U, sort of, like a boomerang.
Yep, and so, of course, Joker takes the opportunity to paint big black stripes down it so that it looks like a big toothy smile.
Yeah, like a Cheshire cat.
Yeah.
And he has Harley Quinn do it, too.
Yep.
I wonder how long that took.
But, Bats and Superman track them back to the lair, where Superman, of course, realizes, well, gee, you know, we got half of that kryptonite statue, but Joker's still got the other half, so clearly I should go in another lead-lined kryptonite-proof suit.
No! He goes in his old soupy soups.
Yep.
Cape. And anyway, there's a fight with the Spider-Bot. Spider-Bot's got kryptonite duct tape to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, at first it's got... he fights one that has Mercy Graves tied to it.
Yeah.
And every time Superman goes to punch at it, it swivels and uses Mercy as a human shield. And only Batman has the detective brain power to go, well, you could just attack it from above where it can't swivel because it can only swivel in the one direction. But Superman, you're not too smart today, are you?
Yeah. So Batman, they save Mercy, sort of. And they do have to split up because...
Yep. Yeah, the flying wing takes off with Joker and Harley and Lex in it. And Superman, there's one final big giant spider bot. Superman says, you go after the wing, I'll take care of this. And once again, very luckily for the Joker, if Superman had done... had said, wait, I'm the one what can fly. Maybe I'll go take that and you fight the Spider-Bot. Things would have been a lot easier because it turns out all of the remaining kryptonite is on this Spider-Bot.
Yes, there's a big fight. Lex Luthor lines all of his buildings with lead so Superman can't see through it. In the fight, one of the sides of the wall comes off and Superman uses the lead to help push the robot right out the building and smashes it into a... Cliff?
Canyon?
Canyon? Sure.
Yep.
And the kryptonite falls into the river? There's a river?
There is apparently a river. We have apparently transitioned to wherever the Wile E. Coyote cartoons happen. And
so that's knocked out. Superman can go in hot pursuit as Batman's in his jet going after the flying smile.
Yep, we've got a big missile-y dogfight happening between... Batman in his jetpack and the... he's in the Batwing at this point. Yeah.
His jet gets damaged slightly, so he jumps out and his hands have, like, these claws.
Somebody must have had a new action figure to promote because, yeah, these claws that we have never seen before, like, pop out of his gloves so that he can, like, claw his way on the side of this wing and plant a charge, yeah. a detonator charge to blow open a hole so that he can get on board.
I think this is used in Batman Beyond, but we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah, we got a good 6 or 8 yeah. months before we have to worry about that at the rate we're going.
Gets into the jet, and of course there's a fight that breaks out, and the jet is like careening around the city. It's about to hit a building. Luckily, yep. they're able to pull the jet up in time.
Yeah, Superman is able to push the jet up and yeah. and save the day. There's big old third act fight. At the end of the day, Batman saves Harley and Superman saves Lex. But that flying wing goes down into Metropolis Bay. With Joker still aboard, so of course he's dead. We'll
yep.
never see him
we'll
again,
never,
right?
Not, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Done.
I mean, you know.
Like getting eaten with a shark.
Yeah.
No coming back from that.
Yeah, that's it. He's done. You should have seen the size of that explosion. Finish your drink.
It was so big that luckily Superman had to pull Batman out of the way of the fireball, saving both Batman and Harley Quinn. Yeah, it's a big explosion, so you get yourself a nice cocktail.
Yep, Harley Quinn gets dragged back off to Arkham. Lex is under suspicion, but they can't quite pin anything on him because he's Lex Luthor. And at the end of the episode, Bruce is going home to Gotham, and Lois says, "Yeah, I'm not going to tell anybody about your secret, but I don't really want to date you anymore because you lied to me. And also, you could get killed by a stray bullet at any time."
I like, she says one thing that I like. It's like, "There's something about you that I don't even know if I want to learn about."
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's pretty, I wouldn't say below the belt. But it was one of those things that was like, maybe this relationship wasn't as filled with love as she thought it was.
Yeah. And Bats and Superman kind of give each other, you know, the grudging respect nod. And, you know, yeah, we might wind up teaming up again. You never know when we have more toys to sell.
If there's ratings to be had.
Yep.
Thus ends. It's the big one.
World's Finest. Kenny, did this episode hold up?
It did.
It did.
It was fun.
It is big and bombastic.
Mm-hmm.
I wish there had been a stronger scheme than just, let's give Joker some kryptonite.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, big set pieces.
Yeah.
It's fun to see your two heroes interacting.
Yep. There's a fun scene. We kind of skimmed over it, but there's a whole scene where Lex and the Joker are arguing, and in the background, as the entire scene is going on,
yeah.
Mercy and Harley are just beating the ever-loving shit out of each
other.
Yeah,
forgot about that.
It was a good goof.
Yeah, it was good. But.
But.
How good?
Let's find out.
Let's do it. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a disciple of science.
All right. Got the gizmos to go in.
Yep. We got, we've still got that Pizorpal kryptonite. We're about halfway through it.
Okay.
It's what powers the science machine, so we're going to need more sooner or later.
That's true. Well, we'll worry about that when we get there.
Yeah. You know what? Reginald has a good nose for such things. He'll find us more.
Good old Reggie.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy? Looking good. Looking sharp.
Yep. He gave us a reserved nod. Thank you, Reginald. So I guess about all there is to do now is get our lab coats on.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take them pantses off.
Woo! All right. We got a big old list here. It's got 25 episodes on it. Do the honors, sir.
I'll do my best. Mix of pixelated, last son of Krypton, Target, little piece of home, Prometheon, Identity Crisis, brand new Metropolis, fun and games, the way of all flesh, blast from the past, tools of the trade, solar power, my girl, stolen memories, feeding time, speed demons, main man, monkey fun, ghost in the machine, live wire, Father's Day, two's a crowd, double dose, action figures, mummies alive, rah, 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 rah.
Oh, still making it, but yeah, that's, that 25 mark, that's significant, that's...
I almost laughed at Monkey Fun. Yeah. I kept it together, but reading that out loud was like, Monkey Fun?
I noticed that. You like put extra emphasis on the fun. Like, it wasn't Monkey Fun. It was Monkey Fun.
Anything with the title Monkey in it is just pretty funny.
You're not wrong. All right. RN Jesus wants to know, is World's Finest parts 1, 2, and 3 better or worse than number 6, Identity Crisis?
It is Bizarro!
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, Identity Crisis has a special place in my heart, but this one was big and bombastic, and it felt like, I think opening in Gotham was the right move.
Yeah.
Because it made it feel like something special right from the beginning. This was not just Batman coming to hang out with Superman in Metropolis. This was a full-on best of both worlds crossover.
I agree.
All right. Orange Jesus wants to know, will this be a top five episode? Is it better or worse than number five, Prometheon?
Ooh, that's a big one, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with this one because Mark Hamill's got some one-liners that are just... It was fun to have Mark Hamill back.
Yeah.
You got Arlene Sorkin doing what she does best. This was a good voice acting piece.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you've got Clancy Brown in the mix. It was all pretty well animated, too. There was some really good fluid, especially that third part, that big action sequence.
Since this was put on VHS, I wonder if they had a little bit more budget for this one, or if they just...
I think they had to know that this one was a big deal. Okay. This is one that they had to get right.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was one particular shot as the flying wing was careening through the skies of Metropolis where it starts out on the Joker in the cockpit and zooms all the way out of the window and all the way out until you see the whole cityscape with this giant flying V smashing stuff up. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Is World's Finest better or worse than number three, Target? I think I would give the edge to Target.
Target caught us off guard.
Yeah. It was tightly plotted, which I always appreciate. And it always... I felt more tension.
Yeah. Because, you know, Lois is mortal.
Yeah. And it was, like, fun death traps.
Yeah,
and
it was a fun detective story.
Yeah. And a cool mystery. Cool little whodunit.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. In that case, we have but one more decision left to make. Is World's Finest better or worse than number four, Little Piece of Home?
I think, yeah. I think it is better than that one.
I think it's close. Whenever I think of Little Piece of Home, I think back to that hip, jazzy, airborne chase sequence.
Oh, for sure.
It was that... And Superman fights a robot T-Rex, which is real good.
That's true.
And it's another one that's, like, tightly plotted. It establishes what it needs to establish. I feel like this one was almost too jam-packed.
Yeah, but there's... Like I said, the voice acting, you get a little bit of everybody in this one.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I really like that third act scene where the flying V is shooting missiles and...
Yeah, that was real good.
I don't know about you, if you thought about this. We just celebrated the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and there were a few scenes where buildings get blown up, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
we're doing the...
Yeah, we're pulling our collars
here. Jeez.
Yeah. I think... This was a very good episode. The whole Bruce-Clark-Lois love triangle thing... I never really felt the chemistry between Lois and Bruce the way I think they wanted you to. Honestly, Lois was... She was acting a little like a groupie in a way that I thought ill-served her. I think that's the one real mark that I would have against this episode.
Yeah.
Like...
But I don't think it's enough to knock the episode out. And I think she reclaims her strength or whatever you want to call it at the end of the episode when she tells Bruce, like, you obviously got a lot going on, and I don't think I want to be a part of that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think it's so hard to build a relationship like that and have it believable. I mean, they had three parts of this episode to work with, and that's probably about the right amount, because beyond that, what else are you going to do? Like, it's not something you can spread out over a whole season arc.
Yeah.
But still, it just felt pretty fast for that relationship to
He was gorgeous.
Oh, that's
He's
I forgot
sexy
he was
Bruce Wayne. He's redesigned.
Yeah.
With the blue eyes, yes, Bruce Wayne.
That's true. He's James Bond Bruce Wayne now. I forgot.
He doesn't have that big dumpy
brown suit with the yellow shirt anymore. All right. All right. When you break it down with science, I'm going to concur. It's okay. A close thing, though.
All right.
But that makes this episode, World's Finest, our new number 4, just below Target and just above Little Piece of Home.
Okay.
It's
I had a feeling it was going to crack like the top 10 for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we're getting to that point where that top 5 is going to start getting real hard to crack. The top 10 still has a couple, you know, but looking at the top 5 now, we got Mixius Pixelated, Last Son of Krypton, Target, World's Finest, and Little Piece of Home. That is a strong lineup.
Yeah.
And we're about halfway through this show.
We still got a whole nother season. I kind of cheated and saw that they had a season 3.
Yeah,
I was goofing around on HBO Go or HBO Max or whatever it's called now.
Whatever large corporation currently owns
the Time
my soul.
Warner one.
Yeah. But speaking of, let's see what we're going to be doing next week.
It's Bizarro's world.
Bizarro's world.
He's not that innocent.
Well, I... What if he is, though?
I don't know. I don't remember this.
I remember the end of this. And honestly, I don't want to spoil it, but I remembered the way this one ends, and I really thought that's how the first Bizarro episode ended. So I was getting two Bizarros conflated here.
I don't remember. So this is going to be clean slate for me.
But, I mean, I think we can all guess who the villain is.
It's going to be the big monkey.
Probably the big monkey again. He was on that island. They could always bring him back.
I don't trust that big monkey.
Yeah, he's a sneaky one. That'll be for next week. In the meantime, Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet?
You can find me at Wyski TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And you can find me at HBI2K on Twitter or twitch.tv/BenCrayton. And you can always find the two of us right here at anchor.fm/superrankings, where you can pledge us $1, $5, or $10 a month. You can subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. You can give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else podcasts are reviewed. Or just tell a friend.
Yeah, now you can also check us out on the Bat Rankings. I believe it's like together, right? Like go on one, you're going to get the other.
Yeah, it's all one feed. You don't have to worry about Bat Rankings is over. Unsubscribe and then resubscribe to Super Rankings.
You can still hear our old stuff. And
yep, once you're subscribed, you're in it with us.
Yeah,
so you're on the science journey.
Come join us, won't you?
Yeah, and we will join you next time for Bizarro's World.
Woo!
Better cue up that fucking C-Lab again.